And now, Don Blackwell.
We sing a song sometimes that begins with the words, "How precious is the book divine, by inspiration given. Bright as a lamp its precepts shine, to guide my soul to heaven. Holy book divine, precious treasure mine." Friends, indeed the Bible is a precious book. The Word of God is without a doubt one of the most precious commodities that we as human beings have. In Psalm 138 in verse 2, David said to the Lord, "I will praise your name for your loving kindness and for your truth, for you have magnified your word above all of your name." Friends, this verse tells us how God feels about his word. David said he has magnified it above all of his name. This verse tells us that the Word of God is of great value in his sight. And anything that is of great value to God should certainly be of great value to us. And so it's appropriate for us today to study this precious book, the Bible. The specific question I want for us to consider in today's study is, why was the Bible written? Have you ever thought about that? Why did God give us the Bible? You know, every book is written for some purpose. Think about a dictionary. Why is a dictionary written? Someone may say, well, it's to give definitions. It's to give the pronunciation of words. It's to tell us the usage of words and maybe some of their origin, how to spell words. What about a commentary? What's the purpose of a commentary? Well, a commentary on the Bible is to help us to understand certain passages, to help us have a better understanding of certain portions of Scripture. Consider even a comic book. Someone may say, well, a comic book has no purpose, but that's not the case. It has as its purpose entertainment, but that is still a purpose. What about the Bible? What is the purpose of the Bible? Why was the Bible written? We want to notice six short reasons, and the lesson will be yours. Number one, the Bible was written that man might know his Creator. Friends, we might consider the Bible an introduction to God as well as an introduction to mankind. I'd like to give you a little challenge. I want you to think about everything that you know about God, directly or indirectly, that you did not learn from the Bible. Everything you know about God that didn't come from the Bible. You know, it's going to be a very short list, because the Bible is the source of how we know God. It's the source of how God reveals himself to mankind today. Well, someone may say, well, without the Bible, I could still know that God exists. I certainly would not argue with that, because the psalmist said that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork, Psalm 19 and verse 1. The psalmist was pointing out the fact that just by looking around at the things that are made, we can know that a supreme being exists. These things around us did not just happen. A logical, reasonable thinker, even without the Bible, knows that a supreme being does exist. But what else can you tell me about God? If you had never seen a Bible, had never heard anything taught from the Bible, what could you tell me about God? What could you tell me about God's nature? Is he a just God? Is he a good God? Is he a God of wrath? Friends, you can't answer these questions. Now, with the Bible, what can you tell me about the nature of God? Well, Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 4 says that he is a rock. His work is perfect, for all of his ways are judgment. He's a God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. Exodus chapter 22 and verse 7 says, he is gracious. Romans chapter 1 and verse 22 says that he is a good God. And he is a severe God. 1 John 4 and verse 8 says he is a God of love. Genesis chapter 1 verses 26 and 27 teach us that we are made in the image of God. All of these things we know about God because of the Bible. And so this is one of the reasons why the Bible was written. so that man may know his Creator. But point number two, why was the Bible written? That we may know our Creator. And number two, to cause belief. To cause belief. John chapter 20 and verse 30 says, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God." Now, verse 30 of this text, in and of itself, is very interesting. He says, many other things did Jesus, which are not written in this book. In John chapter 2, we are told about Jesus turning water into wine. In chapter 4, we're told about the healing of the nobleman's son. Chapter 5, about the healing of the impotent man, where Jesus said, "Rise, take up your bed and walk," and immediately the man was made whole. Chapter 6, we read about the feeding of the 5,000 with the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. Chapter 6, Jesus walks on water. Chapter 9, he heals a man blind from birth. Chapter 11, Lazarus is raised from the dead. And friends, to read these amazing things and then have John say, many other signs did Jesus which are not written in this book, that's incredible. I have to wonder what some of those other signs were. But let me ask you, what was the purpose of all of these miracles? The purpose was to cause belief in mankind, to prove that Jesus was indeed the Son of God. Well, what about the time when miracles passed? Then what? How are men then going to be convinced? Well, that's verse 31. He says, "These things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God." Friends, why was the Bible written? This is one of the reasons. It was written to produce belief. You know, some people think that today we still need miracles to produce belief in man. But John said the written word is enough. It's not necessary for me to have to be a first-hand witness. In fact, Jesus told Thomas, he said, Because you have seen me, you have believed, but blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. John chapter 20 and verse 29. The Bible was written so that we may know our Creator. The Bible was written to produce belief. And the Bible is a perfect book, written by some 40 different men over a period of 1600 years. It contains no contradictions. And it contains all of the evidence necessary to produce faith in our lives. Why was the Bible written? Number three, the Bible was written that man might have eternal life. That man might have eternal life. John 20 and verse 31 says, "These things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God," and listen to this, "and that believing you might have life through His name." Friends, one of the reasons that God wrote this book for us was so that we could have eternal life. You see, without this book, man would not understand sin. Man would not understand the sin problem. We would not understand the fact that all men sin and enter into a lost state in the eyes of His Creator. Without this book, we would not know what to do about sin. You know, the Bible is kind of like a medical book. Sin is the sickness, and the Bible contains the remedy. It's a medical book. And without this remedy, we would die in a lost condition. But number four, the Bible was written that we might be complete. The Bible was written that we might be perfect. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. This is the word that means complete, lacking in nothing, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3 says, "According as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness." Friends, there are individuals today who believe that they need miraculous guidance from the Lord in order to understand His Word. There are people who believe today that they need for angels to appear to them and for the Lord to speak to them in dreams so that they will know how to serve God. But the Bible says that is wrong. Friends, one of the reasons that the Scriptures exist is so that man may be perfect or complete. There is no information that we are lacking to serve God and to live a proper life in His sight. 1 Timothy or 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17 tells us everything we need for godliness, everything we need to be perfect or complete in His sight, everything to be thoroughly equipped is found in the Scriptures. And so, friends, that's one of the reasons the Bible was written, that we might be complete, that we might be perfect. The Bible was written that we may know our Creator. It was written to cause belief. It was written that we might know the way of eternal life. And it was written that we might be perfectly equipped to serve our God. Friends, without the Bible, man would be in a lost condition because he would not know what to do about the sin problem. Maybe you are listening to the program today and you don't know what to do about the sin problem. You need to understand that all men have sinned, and so if you're not a New Testament Christian, you do have the sin problem to deal with. But the question is, what do I do about it? The Bible teaches that God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, and that because of the death of Jesus, the gospel plan of salvation has been extended to mankind, so that we can be washed in the blood of the Savior, and we can have a hope of heaven eternally. The gospel plan of salvation teaches a man must hear the gospel, believe it, repent of his sins, confess his faith in Christ, and be baptized in water for the remission of sins, understanding that it's for the remission of sins. And the Lord will add you to the one and only church that belongs to Him. We thank you for tuning into our program today.